thanks for joining me again. This is the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I'm Chris. This is episode 26. And this episode, I'm going to talk about abortion. This is a really touchy, emotional, divisive topic. So I figured, oh, this is a good one. It'd be a good juicy one, meaty one. So, you know, what is this is the Libertarian Republican Podcast. The libertarian philosophy is you should be free to do whatever you want as long as you aren't violating anybody else's rights to life, liberty, and property. And so, you know, when once you embrace that, and I talked about this in one of the first episodes, maybe the first episode, episode one, once you embrace that philosophy, it makes your life and your decisions so much easier. You know, you don't have to think too hard almost about a lot of these, because you can just about a lot of these issues, or a lot, maybe not this issue, but a lot of issues, your most issues, you can just think about, well, is that violating anybody's rights to life, liberty, property? Because everybody has rights to life, liberty, property, and nobody should violate those rights. Not the majority, not the government, not the police, not your best friend, not a criminal, not anybody. And so, but abortion is a tricky one. It's tricky, and I think that this is one of those issues where Republicans and Democrats a lot of times are talking over each other, talking past each other. You know, Democrats just have this sort of knee-jerk belief that, well, abortion outlawing abortion is controlling a woman's body, and you're interfering in a woman's right to choose, and then the Republicans say, well, abortion is murdering a baby, so that's really bad. You shouldn't murder babies, and so the what we need to do is think about it in the philosophical sense of what is a human being, what is a person, if we believe that everybody has natural rights to life, liberty, and property, then the question is, at what point do we get those rights? As a society, at what point do we say that person has rights to life, liberty, property, and those rights must not be violated? When does that happen? Now, Democrats will say, well, it happens when you're born. And that's a little, I think a lot of people, when you think about it, that's a little extreme, right? Because 4 minutes before you're born, are you not a person? So you're just completely, you're a person, you're just something that can be murdered 4 minutes before you're born. You're not a person. You have no rights. Well, I think a lot of people, when you put it that way, are like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that's kind of, and that's why Republicans generally are opposed to late-term abortions. And that's why a lot of Democrats also are opposed to late-term abortions. But the general philosophy of the Democrat Party is officially that abortion should be legal up until the moment of birth. You know, you are not a person. You have no rights until the moment you are born. And I think a lot of people think that's extreme, because I think before, you know, I think a lot of people, and I'm one of them, 5 minutes before you're born, 30 seconds before you are born, you are a fully formed human being. You just happen to be living inside of a woman's body, but you're not a part of the woman's body. I mean, you have your own unique DNA. You're not a part of, you're not like a woman's pinky finger or her eyeball or her foot or her liver. You know, those are the parts of a woman, have the woman's DNA. A baby is its own, has its own DNA. It's its own unique person. The baby is its own unique individual with rights, and those rights need to be protected. And now some Republicans will go to the other extreme, I think, and say life begins at conception. So right at, you know, 1/8 of a second after you, after the sperm meets the egg, that's it. You're a person with rights. And okay, that can be, you know, I can understand the argument that it's going, that little, you know, microscopic cluster of you know, that tiny little egg is going to become a person, probably. I mean, it might not. I mean, there are natural, you know, women do have miscarriages, and so there are natural, there are cases where that egg, the fertilized egg, will not become a person. But I think it might be, to me, just, I might get into some trouble with some Republicans here, but at that, I think that's a little early to be, to say that is a person with rights, and those rights need to be protected. I think that, but so the difference, so the debate is, at what point do we become a person? At what point do we get those rights? And at what point are we an individual with rights to life, liberty, and property? And as a society, government's job is to protect those rights and to make sure and to punish anyone who violates those rights. And, you know, if you're 10 years old and somebody murders you, society's job is to punish the person who murdered you. It's illegal to murder you. We want to say that, well, 10 minutes before you're born, you are a person, and if somebody murders you at that point, it is society's job to punish the person who murdered you. So, but if you are going to extend that to 5 minutes after conception and say it's government's job to punish the person who murders you, but you're only 5 minutes after conception, are you really a person at that point? So that's the debate, right? This is the debate. And I think that a lot of Republicans and Democrats can find common ground here. But I think the Democrat Party is, I think the Republican Party is much more moderate on this, than the Democrats are. The Democrat Party is the extremist party. They wanna make abortion legal all the way up until the moment of birth, which I think, and I think most people can agree, that is an extreme position. Because 30 seconds before you are born, you are a fully formed human being. You are a fully formed individual, and you should be protected. You have rights, and you should be protected. You should be considered an individual at that point. And Republicans are debating the point at which you should be given those rights. Some Republicans believe it's at conception. Some Republicans, like the Texas law, says that the point is 6 weeks, because at 6 weeks you might have a heartbeat. You have a heart, your heart forms, and your heart starts beating, and at that point, when your heart starts beating, that means you're a person. I mean, okay, I mean, that's an argument. I think that there are a lot of people who might, to me, that it's an arbitrary determination, right? It's like, oh, anything with a beating heart is a person. I don't know. Maybe that's correct. Maybe that's not correct. But that's a point to debate, right? Are you a person at that point because you have a beating heart, because you have a heart that's beating? I don't know. A place like, for example, Virginia has the law is 25 weeks. If you are 25 weeks old, okay, so that's, you're talking 6 months. So the first two trimesters, You can have an abortion. Abortion is legal for the first two trimesters, but by the time you are 6 months old, 25 weeks old, now the government, the society has determined that you are an individual with rights of life, liberty, property, self-ownership. You own your body. No one is allowed to murder you at that point, and you should be, and if anybody does murder you, they should be punished. It should be illegal to murder you. And that is, a lot of people think that's a pretty reasonable, some people think that's reasonable. So, you know, so this is the debate that we need to have with Democrats. I think a lot of Democrats, I think Republicans and Democrats debate this point, or Democrats think Republicans are against abortion. Republicans want abortion to be illegal. And that's not true, right? I mean, it's true for some Republicans, but Republicans want to have a philosophical debate about what is the definition of a human being, of an individual, and what is our society based on? You know, we are a society based on natural rights, life, liberty, property. And the debate should be, at what point is a baby now considered an individual with those natural rights that must not be violated? And so I think that we can have a much more civilized and philosophical discussion of this particular issue. And I think a lot of Democrats are, you know, I talk to Democrats about this kind of thing sometimes, and you know, when you put it this way, you make them realize that they are the ones not thinking philosophically about this. They're not thinking deeply about this issue. Democrats generally are not deep thinkers. You know, I hate to say it. I criticize Democrats all the time because I think they're idiots, most of them. But I think that when you talk like this to a Democrat, you make them realize that they're not the ones thinking very deeply about this issue. They are the ones being sort of, it's a bumper sticker. They think in terms of bumper sticker, very shallow way of thinking about most things, and this is one of them. This issue, abortion, is one of those issues that Democrats don't really think too deeply about. They just think, you're against women. You're against women's rights. You're against women's choice. I love it when Democrats just always say that. It's all, you know, men making choices, making decisions for women, where a lot of women are against abortion. A lot of women have are very emotional, passionately against abortion. So this is not an issue of men, you know, and the idea that men shouldn't have a say because men don't have uteruses, so men shouldn't have a say. Well, This is an issue of rights, right? I mean, that's like saying a white person shouldn't be able to say a black person shouldn't be enslaved. Well, I mean, I'm white, I'm not black, so I shouldn't be able to say what kind of rights a black person has. No, black people are human beings, just like everybody else, just like Hispanic people and Asian people and white people and everybody else. And all human beings have basic, natural rights, and everywhere on the planet, not just in America, but everywhere, and those rights need to be protected. And so the question is, how do we define human being? How do we define that an individual? When does that person become an individual? So those are some of my thoughts on abortion. It's a tricky one, and it's a very emotional one, very divisive. But I think that we can talk to Democrats and sort of get them thinking in ways that they have never thought before. They don't think about this stuff. They don't think deeply about any of this stuff. So, and you know, a lot of them will say, well, because when you're born, that's when you get a social security number and a name. And so, okay, so is that what defines a human being? A social security number and a name? So if you don't have a name or if you don't have a social security number, you're not a human being, you know? And okay, if you're living inside another person, then you're not a human being. Well, because you're dependent on another person. So if you're, you know, if you're a month old and you're surviving by your mother's breast milk, you're totally dependent on the mother. Does that mean you're not really a human being because you're dependent on another person? You know, it's a tricky issue. It's tricky, but I think that we can sort of elevate. Here's an opportunity for us to elevate the debate and get people thinking in ways that they've never thought about it before. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 26. If you like this podcast, you can watch the video version. Some of them are up on Rumble. You can search for me on Rumble, Libertarian Republican podcast, something like that. And I'm on Podbean and iHeartRadio and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. Google Podcasts. So give me some good ratings and go to Podbean. You can comment on Podbean. You can find me on Twitter also. So you can also find me on all the other social media, stuff. So, all right. Well, thanks for watching, listening again, and I will see you on episode 27. Bye-bye. Thanks again. Bye-bye.